Tennessee corn farmers feeling Katrina's wrath. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We hope that the port gets reopened. We hope that the basis will get smaller. And we're just hoping that this situation will correct itself. But as it looks right now, we're in trouble.
Dyer County farmer Eric Maupin and other corn producers along the Mississippi River are pretty much at a standstill these days on harvest of their crop because of the slowdown of traffic to the port of New Orleans.
Because us farmers right on the river, that river has been stopped, which 90% of our grain or better goes out of New Orleans. And because of that, it has stopped the flow of grain in our area, and we have nowhere to market our crops. So this is, not only is it devastating, this is something that could affect us because of the prices. We're going to be losing $35 to $40 an acre just on corn alone.
Maupin says he and other farmers have stopped their combines from running until the situation clears up more on the Mississippi. But Malcolm Birchfield was shelling his corn yesterday and sending it on to a local elevator in hopes the river traffic will pick back up within the week.
If we sell the crop right now out of the field, then we're getting tremendous discounts because the elevators are not going to be able to handle it all until the ports down in the Gulf Coast are opened up. We're also worrying about the fuel prices. They're doubled from what we are used to.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns did issue a statement yesterday saying that government and industry are quickly working to restore normal export grain movement. Ships are again moving in the lower Mississippi. The focus now is on restoring power to those 10 elevators in the New Orleans area, getting those facilities properly staffed, and reinstalling navigational aids for safe passage. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.